Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Is it legal to flip off the cops? We'll find out here, but first, a little bit of police news from William Gregg over at lourockwell.com on the blog. And this is pretty disturbing. In fact, it's kind of coming in a long, slow line of stories that are similar to this. We've talked about the police drawing blood from you if they suspect you of a DUI, for instance. We've discussed this occasionally over the years. There was one time when Utah was training their state patrol officers on how to draw blood. And I forget what the other story was, but that now there apparently is some sort of federal involvement in encouraging police to begin drawing blood from people. Now, they are making it clear that, well, it's not like we're just going to draw the blood on the side of the road. But either way, you're still dealing with the cops forcibly taking, essentially, you're kind of giving up your Fifth Amendment right to self-incrimination. They're forcibly taking blood.
I'd like to hear the specifics on this. I mean, we're talking about suspects?
If you're suspected, sure. If you suspect, this is William Gregg. If you suspect that the friendly police officer who pulls up behind or beside you is sizing you up as a revenue-producing snack, you're probably right. In cities subject to a federally subsidized pilot program involving forced blood tests, that officer might be looking for a chance to get his jollies by jabbing you with a needle. When police officer Daryl Dowell is on patrol in southwestern Idaho city of Nampa, he'll pull up at a stoplight and usually start casing the vehicle, says a recent AP story. Nowadays, his eyes will also focus on the driver's arms as he tries to search for a plump, bouncy vein. I was looking at people's arms and hands thinking, I could draw from that, said Dowell.
What?
Dowell is among a select cadre of local tax feeders assigned to act as officer phlebotomists through a program funded by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. If you didn't think that the enforcement of DUI laws could go any further, just wait. They've got plans for your blood. The specter of being pinned down and jabbed with a syringe by a uniformed lummox is intended to extort cooperation with breath tests, a less invasive and less infection-prone method of forcing a citizen to submit to a warrantless search of his person and provide potentially self-incriminating evidence. Now, we've had law enforcement officers tell us that they think the best thing to do in the case of if you're asked to take a breath test is to refuse.
Refuse. Especially if you're drunk. In some cases, they can get you if you're not, but if you're, you know, that's the way. If you think that, you know, you're not driving in some kind of terrible, you know, dangerous fashion, and you've been pulled over and you've maybe had three drinks or something like that, and you're close, that they say, probably best not to risk it. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me if I was close, I'd try it.
Well, they're
of course, I remember I had to go through a course to get my driver's license. I had just passed the age where they started doing it, where they force you to take a drug and alcohol awareness class in order to get your driver's license. And in that class, of course, it's a cop teaching the class, and they're saying, oh, you should always submit to the test because they can still convict you without that, but that could vindicate you. You know, they tell you, I could vindicate you right there, you know.
Sounds like a lie to me.
Yeah.
What they will try to do is intimidate you. You know, they want you to believe that taking the test will make things easier for you. Whereas they might arrest you, right? If you don't take the test, you could be arrested for refusal to submit or something like that. And even if that's the case, I think the people we've talked to over time have said that even if you do get arrested for refusal to submit or whatever the hell they'll charge you with for not taking the breathalyzer, then that's not as big of a deal as getting hit with a DUI charge.
Yeah.
So,
well, I guess the long and the short of it is you would rather get hit with a refusal than a DUI, and you really just have to decide, you know, where do you want to be on this?
But now that the federal government is stepping in here to fund this pilot program of training law enforcement officers on how to draw people's blood, it sounds to me like they are going to be able to force people into doing this. Let me switch over to the AP story here, which is where Will Gregg was pulling his information from. It's part of training that this guy in Idaho has received. It's happening in Idaho and Texas. And it's the purpose of the program is to determine if blood draws by cops can be an effective tool against drunk drivers and aid in their prosecution. If the results seem promising after a year or two, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will encourage police nationwide to undergo similar training. How do you think they encourage that?
They give
funding.
Incentives?
Yeah, funding.
Sure.
I imagine they'll basically say, hey, departments, we'll give you this cash if you just send your officers to learn how to draw blood from people and start doing that. If people would turn down the breathalyzers. According to the story here, for years, defense attorneys had advised clients in Idaho to always refuse breath tests. According to one of the prosecutors, when the state toughened the penalties for refusing the tests a few years ago, the problem lessened. But it's still the main reason that drunk driving cases go to trial in the Boise region, according to the prosecutor. The nation's highest court ruled in 1966 that police could have blood tests forcibly done on a drunk driving suspect without a warrant, as long as the draw was based on reasonable suspicion that a suspect was intoxicated, that it was done after an arrest and carried out in a medically approved manner.
You know, this reasonable suspicion thing when it comes to something like drunkenness, I mean, how can you tell an officer that they didn't smell alcohol on someone? How can you tell them that they weren't, you know, slurring their words or
their word against yours?
Right, that's it. I've seen this done. You know, the fact is, they'll use it on themselves. I remember I was when I was in prison, and I spent 9 years in prison. The law enforcement officers more than one time used this drunkenness thing, and many of them came to work drunk. I swear, on each other to like get them in trouble and stuff. How does one officer defend against another officer saying that he was slurring his words and stuff? It's this power game. Which one was more popular? Popular to, you know, the brass.
It seems like, I guess the idea is with a breathalyzer, you can't, if they don't cooperate, you can't do it. Whereas with blood tests, you can draw the blood without their cooperation. Is that
the
idea?
That's exactly the
point. Because my thought is like, yeah, I guess they can't.
They
just
will
pass a law saying they can force you to take a breathalyzer.
Well, they don't like that. There's this thing about if you burp that they can't, you know, do the test within 10 or 15 minutes of you burping. And so what some people will
is that
do.
True?
That's what I've heard. I don't know. Somebody's got to check that. But I've heard it. It's one of those
isn't
kind of
it
rumors.
Coming? It seems silly. It seems like it's coming out of your lungs. A burp is coming from your stomach.
I got no
the breathalyzer.
No idea,
yeah, okay. Yeah,
I don't know.
I won't pretend to know more than I do either.
I won't. I thanks for checking. I don't know for sure either. But if somebody kept on burping, then they wouldn't be able to do a breathalyzer on them. Then, you know, I can see why they would be frustrated and want to take their blood. I can see that.
The story says that they're going through an essentially a compressed phlebotomy training because, according to the details, they don't need to know how to draw blood from a foot or other difficult sites or from an infant or medically fragile patient. So they're only learning the basics of essentially drawing blood from the most normal, accessible places. But on some people, it's not a very accessible thing. I had an ex-girlfriend who had very hard-to-find veins.
Yeah,
not an
a lot of women do.
Tell them, be careful, I have AIDS.
Ooh, now that's a good idea. I've got hepatitis.
I have hepatitis and AIDS and the flesh-eating bacteria and leprosy.
That may be the solution, Dale. That may be enough to scare them away from you, basically, because they don't want to put their life at risk.
Yeah.
They just want to intimidate you and scare you and get you to obey. And this is a difficult situation because you're going to get pulled over. They're going to say, okay, well, you need to give us your breathalyzer. If you refuse, well, you can refuse it, but we're going to take you into the station and withdraw blood from your veins. Pulling that line out would be an interesting way. Is it illegal to lie to a cop?
I'm sure it is.
I know that there's a federal law that says it's illegal to lie to the feds. I don't know if it's if there are similar laws in the states around the country, but that's not a bad approach. So they went through their little
investigation. You could say, well, I may have just caught AIDS. I don't know for sure. I don't know.
The story here is they will be drawing blood from any suspected drunk driver who refuses a breath test. They'll use force if they need to, such as getting help from another officer to pin down a suspect and potentially strap them down. Refuse a breath test, you'll be forced to give them your blood. 800-259-9231, all in the name of stopping drunk drivers. You're okay with this, right? want to hear from you. How do you feel about this? It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are totally free, so enjoy those, including archives. You can go back for an entire year. All there for you at freetalklive.com. Enjoy it on us. It's free at freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls here, but just to wrap up some thoughts on this police drawing blood thing, and then there's actually some more to the original story we started the show with from Will Gregg at lourockwell.com about sadistic cops and how they treated I think it was a 60-year-old lady. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But we're talking about how there's a federal program now, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, is concerned about your safety. So they're going to give taxpayer dollars to various different police departments around the country. They have this little pilot program going right now in Idaho and Texas, where they're training police officers to draw blood, to be phlebotomists, essentially. Now, we've talked about various different examples over the years of sadistic cops being just awful to people and dangerous and violent and scary and intimidating. Can you imagine now one of these guys wielding a needle and how that'll be for people, how intimidating and frightening and dangerous that'll be? Because imagine a sadistic cop trying to draw blood from somebody who is not being cooperative or who has a vein that is very difficult to access. Or
if you
both.
Don't do it well, you get all bruised up and
yes.
horrible from those.
A lot of the professional phlebotomists that draw blood all day long will, you know, when people have a tough vein to hit, they have a tough vein to hit, and it's hard for the phlebotomist.
Yes, it's not easy. My old girlfriend used to get very frustrated when the phlebotomist would be unable to hit her vein, and it was very difficult for her to go through that.
I'm
to
so
have somebody
glad
continually
you
jabbing you.
I'm so glad you guys keep saying that word. That's a new word for me. I just expanded my vocabulary, and I'm sure there are a lot of listeners out there that now learned a new word.
I hope so.
You're saying it over and over for them so they can get it right.
You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live, or at least I hope you do. So it's just the whole thought of this whole process. You don't give them your breathalyzer. They take you into custody and will strap you down, and I'm sure they're going to claim that it's sanitary wherever the hell it is they take you.
That's what I was worried about. I mean, this
right.
is a very – I mean, there are so many communicable diseases that really bad ones that bloods can spread.
Yeah, and they're going to take you back to the police
needles.
Station. I mean, if they were taking you to the hospital, they wouldn't need to be trained in phlebotomy. If they drove you to the hospital and had one of their professionals do the job, not that I think that's appropriate, I think the issue here is that the main issue is that they're taking people's blood from them without their consent. I think that's the main issue. But
they're
not
intruding into your body in,
yes.
in such an invasive way. Without your permission, that's insane.
And you have to assume that they're just doing what it is they say they're doing. They're going to test the blood for alcohol content, and then they're going to throw it away. As if the government has ever gotten rid of any kind of tracking information that they collect. The government loves information like this.
They
DNA. Want your DNA. They want to know what kind of diseases you're susceptible to. The government wants to know all of this stuff. I don't know why, but they do like that information.
Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. One attorney said that they may be a little. The department should be concerned because there could be malpractice cases involving somebody that might not be properly trained or maybe got violent with. There could be some consequences here, which hopefully will scare some departments away from engaging in this behavior. But then again, how often do police departments actually suffer consequences when people sue them? How often does that happen? So will it open them up to more of that? I don't know. Will this happen in a town near you? It's possible. Look out for it. We're going to your phone calls. George is on the line in Texas. You can bring up whatever you want. George, you're on Free Talk Live. George.
Hey, this is George.
On the air.
Yeah, George in Arizona.
Oh, sorry about that. George in Arizona. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a question for you, Ian. You said on Saturday that you guys needed more people of color up there in New Hampshire. How many people of color do you need? Is there like some sort of formula? Like
no, just more 50%? Would be nice. Just more would be nice.
Why is that better? Like, what if they're all communists?
I don't know if we're talking about reality now, so I'm not sure what the purpose of your question is.
No, we're talking about, you don't think that there's people of color that are communists?
That's fine, as long as they don't want to force their communism on me. I don't care.
Okay, so it's just kind of like a color fetish with you? You just...
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm really into. I'm really into color.
It would look better? I mean, is there any reason why you need more people of color there?
I don't know. It's just kind of boring seeing a bunch of white boys everywhere.
Do you like towns that are all white?
No, I don't really have an opinion. I mean, if I said here in Arizona we needed more white people living here, would you have a problem with that?
Whatever, dude.
No, I mean, I'm asking you a question.
It sounds
I think
a little,
he answered it.
It sounds a little weird, a little bigoted, a little separatist.
Well, I mean, is that what you want? I mean, you want more brown people up there in New Hampshire?
He's not suggesting kind of affirmative action, if that's what you're suggesting.
I like
he's just saying it would be nice if there was some more variety.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, a little more diversity, I think, is good because it brings in people of different cultural backgrounds and more cultures mixing together is a beneficial thing. I mean, these boring New Hampshire people, not New Hampshire people, but New England people, I mean, they have rules against having a restaurant painted two bright colors. I mean, there's a yellow restaurant downtown.
You know, it can be
is that a white thing?
It could be a self-fulfilling thing because I know when I was involved with Law Academy Republicans, we were always hoping to get more women in the mm-hmm. Group, and what would happen is we'd encourage women to show up. There'd be one or two women would show up to a meeting, see that they were the only ones or very few,
yeah.
One or very few. They'd get discouraged and leave. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no women here, and I'm like, this is a self-fulfilling problem. You know, if you would stay, then the others when they come would
sure.
stay as well. But
we're starting to see that.
So I think part of it is this: is in order to be appealing to a broad array of liberty lovers, I think it's nice when they don't necessarily like show up and go, "Wow, I'm the only Latino or the
yeah.
only Asian or
so,
something."
George, mm-hmm. you like to call up and ask questions about race, and I've got I'd like to ask you some questions. Do
okay,
you
sorry.
Dislike people of color?
No. Do you know if I am a person of color?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But you certainly seem to have a fetish about calling us and asking us about these things.
It's not really relevant because I didn't make it an issue. Ian said that he needed more brown people up there.
I think he's just rehashing.
I'm just wondering why.
I think you're just rehashing your normal point, the same point that you've made when you've called all three times this week, and that is that Free Talk Live's a bunch of collectivists.
How do you like my explanation?
Yeah, you are.
How do you like my explanation, Ian? I just explained why. I thought it was a pretty good explanation.
I don't think that's relevant to the question at hand.
In an ideal world, it wouldn't be relevant. In an ideal world, liberty lovers would come up here and they wouldn't care that they were the only person who was, say, Asian or the only Latino or the only black person, or a very small number. But in an ideal world, and we're not there yet, I think it would be nice for just in the sense of being. And not being discouraging of liberty lovers who want to move here to feel like they're sort of the only one, feeling like it's all white
more
people.
More questions for George.
I do, George. I got some questions.
George,
want
to hang on to you if you don't mind. More in a few moments here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Again, making his point that we're a bunch of collectivists on
yeah.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
I think that's the case. You feel like a collectivist,
Sam? All of us together. We are collectivists at some point.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's gardeninacan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com.
RepublicMagazine.tv. Are you missing out on the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. Get your free digital copy now or order a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. And you can see Free Talk Live's new quarter page ad right on the inside front cover of Republic Magazine.
All right, let's go back to George in Texas. You're back on.
No, he's on in Arizona.
Damn it, it says Texas. George in Arizona. It actually says both. George, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Mark, I think, had some questions for you. Did you want to make a point before we go on with that?
The only point I guess I would make at this point is that you can't answer the question.
What question?
The question would be, is it okay for me? Well, I'm not asking if it's okay for me, but would it be okay for you to say that Arizona needs more white people because there's too many brown people, so we need more white people here?
It wouldn't be so much. But I don't care about Arizona, so why would I say that?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Were you going to say that, or was I going to say that about Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, would that be wrong to say that?
Well, you just said there were too many brown people, as opposed to us saying there are not enough of some people. Do you understand?
Okay,
I don't want white people to leave. I don't think we have too many white people. I'd like there to be more variety up here. And again, because if there's someone who's a liberty lover who wants to move up here, and let's say they aren't white, and maybe they just feel a little, and maybe they feel like they don't fit in, and that's, you know, I wish they didn't care. I really wish people didn't care at all. They'd come up here and go, oh, I don't mind that, you know, there aren't a lot of other Asians that are in the liberty movement up there. But the truth is that you know, we're trying to get to a world where that doesn't matter and where people will stop caring about such a thing.
In order to
in
get
the meantime,
to that world,
I don't want to discourage anyone who's a liberty lover from moving up.
Right. In order to get to that world, we need people to mix together. And it's my understanding that in other places in the country, like Arizona, there's a good mix of people. Up here in New Hampshire, it's just not that way. It's like 97% white up here. And so,
and that can be discouraging for someone who's a minority.
You said it was a problem because white people are boring and they paint their houses the same color?
I didn't say that, actually. I made a comment about certain types of New Englanders that are very anti things like color.
And so that's because they're white?
Nope, I didn't say that.
Pretty much because they're static and they don't have a lot of new things happening.
I said it's
a
New England
thing. A lot of them
are
white.
Are you acting like really, really daft on purpose? Because I don't think this is a difficult thing to understand. Seriously, what is difficult to understand about this? I might agree with you that if someone is discouraged from moving here because they feel out of place because they're a minority or something, I wish they would. That seems like a shortcoming. Like, you shouldn't let that discourage you. But
I understand feeling comfortable.
But that is a real issue. I mean, that is, I think it can be discouraging for someone who happens to be a minority to come up here and feel like it's all white people. You know,
especially if they have liberty lovers questioning their race and stuff.
Well, we don't know if this guy loves liberty. We don't know who he is.
I see FSPers all over, bending over backwards to make it clear that it is a welcoming environment here. But it's still, like I said, we're not in an ideal world, and there are a lot of people I think that can feel uncomfortable or feel discouraged from going somewhere where they're going to be more of a minority even than where they came from.
Well, I don't understand because, if brown people move up there, then they'll start painting their houses different colors.
I don't care what people paint their houses.
Thank goodness.
What in the world are you talking about, people painting their houses? What does that have to do with anything we're talking about?
I don't know. You guys brought it up.
We did? Is this another show that you brought up?
You're talking like a collectivist.
I made a comment. First of all, we're not even using the term collectivism is a political principle of centralized social and economic control. It has it really doesn't have anything to do with putting people in groups.
Generalities.
Well, so, that's the way you use it all the time. You say, I'm not a collectivist. I don't put,
I've been using it incorrectly, apparently.
I don't know what that is. I'm not a collectivist. What is that?
Well, I've been using it incorrectly, apparently, because that's not the right word. So I've been using the wrong term.
So here's what I'm trying to figure out, George. Now, you've called us and kind of scared us with the idea of black communists moving up to the Free State Project in order to paint the buildings purple.
I think it was brown, but that's okay.
Whatever. I mean, you've suggested different things. And we have made some generalities on the show, like black people are, in fact, have more melanin in their skin, and Mexican people are from Mexico. So we've made some generalities like that. And I want to know.
That's not a generality. That's a fact.
Yeah, you're right. It is. I want to know how, in a perfect world, you would have us here on Free Talk Live, joint and severally, discuss race and collectivism. What is it that you want from us?
I don't want anything from you. I mean, I'm just pointing out that you are trying to do a talk show about liberty.
You picked up the phone, okay? So you wanted something when you picked up that phone, otherwise you wouldn't have
bothered. I'm explaining it to you.
Okay.
You want to have a talk show about promoting the ideas of liberty, which is good, and the idea of, people sticking up for their, their rights. And, like, for example, on Saturday you had Carlos on, and the video was great. I mean, here's a guy who's standing up to the police that were, harassing business owners. But there was like an obsession with the fact that he was brown and that oh, wow, this is great because it's a brown person doing this.
Where was the obsession exactly?
Well, the overpronunciation of Spanish and then the fact that...
Overpronunciation?
I agree entirely. Ian with his talking, he loves the Spanish language and loves to talk like that.
Why shouldn't you try to pronounce it right? It's not overpronunciation if you attempt to pronounce it appropriately.
It's annoying. You're not Spanish.
Okay, now George, that would have made a heck of a lot more sense, and I would have jumped on your side if we would have discussed it from that standpoint.
Well, it's more than that. That's just one point. He also said that we need more people of color moving up here. Come on up here, Carlos. Which that's fine if Carlos wants to go up there because he loves liberty. I mean, that's a great point. But having Carlos move up there because you have like a brown fetish is just completely ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Carlos would have to move up here because Carlos wanted to move up here.
Right.
And Carlos is an activist, and that's a good thing. And it seems like he understands liberty.
Well,
and,
Acorn's activist. That doesn't make
I was those two statements were connected. Carlos seems to understand liberty, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And for one, you can one activist can have a lot of effect on another one. So, you know, if somebody doesn't have it entirely right as far as liberty goes, getting up around a bunch of libertarian-type folks will change how it is that they see that view the world.
Also, where do you get this idea that I have a brown fetish? I just don't understand this. You're just insulting me, is that it?
I don't know if it's a brown fetish or if it's just kind of like you want to disparage white people, you know, like using white
people. How the hell did I disparage white people?
Here, for one,
more variety into saying we have too many white people. That's not the same thing.
I don't know
inserting
if it's the same
words.
Thing.
How did I disparage white people? What are you talking about? Because I invite people who have a different skin tone to move here if they love freedom and encourage them to come here? That's insulting white people?
George.
I'd like George to answer the question, please.
No, I don't want to put George on the burner on this.
I
want to
know
something.
Why I've been alleged that I've insulted white people by... Please, go ahead, George.
Well, I don't know if you necessarily want to insult white people. I think you want to portray yourself as someone sticking up for oppressed minorities by using a term like white boy or, you know, flippantly saying, you know, white people are boring and you know, I don't know
if you really care. I didn't say white people are boring. You're putting words in my mouth. I said there's certain types of New Englanders that like boring colors. They don't like bright, pretty colors.
So, George.
I don't think he was talking about race in that case. He was talking about...
I do, but, you know, I mean, that's fair enough, New Englanders.
So,
certain New Englanders.
George, what it's like up here is what you probably don't get to see on a daily basis. It is lily white. You will see fat, pink people crossing the road constantly. I mean, there is no variety. And if you have to see the same things, eat the same foods, variety is a good thing. If you don't get to see that in your life, it does cause a certain want in your soul.
There are not too many white people here. I don't want any people to leave. I want more liberty activists to come here, and I don't want them to be discouraged. Discouraged
right.
From coming here.
There's no hate here. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they probably sell it. And you can even buy used if you need to save a few bucks. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, soon even slasher films. Dale, can we talk about that, Dale? Is that
a little bit? I guess I don't want to. I don't want to jinx it. But
you're planning something. You're planning on making a movie up here. So there's all kinds of different things going on. Fun stuff. Changing the world. We're having a blast. Come on up and join us. FreeStateProject.org. And it doesn't matter what pigment your skin tone is. I want people that love liberty, whoever they are, from wherever they come, to come here. I think that would be the ideal situation. So come on over to freestateproject.org and learn more about the most exciting, what I think is the most exciting liberty activist opportunity.
I know you're
out
talking
there.
About George, who we just got off the phone with, and I don't think George probably didn't, he hasn't heard the few calls that we've had from some of our black listeners. At least I'm going to assume they're black because they sounded like they were black, and some of them even claimed to be black.
Rob Wicks down in Georgia and a number of others.
And Matthew out in California, and several listeners have expressed concern about coming to New Hampshire for the Free State Project because it seems awfully white and scary up here.
It is awfully white, and I don't blame them for being a little intimidated considering that, you know, there are still racists out there, and you might imagine that if there's a bunch of white people around, you might find more white racists in a place like that.
I think that's what it comes down to. I don't think it's necessary, and, you know, I really want to cut some slack here because, like I said, I would like an ideal world where someone would come up here and not care. That they're kind of a minority, and there's a lot of white
people. I wish people were over race. I do.
But there's an understandable concern that it's white because people don't want minorities here, and that is an understandable concern. I think it's actually very welcoming here, not just in the Free State Project, and not just amongst liberty lovers, liberty lovers, but. But it's understandable that people might have had that concern. I know people bring it up on the Free State Project Forum, and people are very quick to try and encourage them and let them know, no, you're very welcome here, actually. It doesn't matter what race you are, you're very welcome here.
Right.
And I think that's why we would like to have more variety. Right. It is not too many white people. There's never too many liberty lovers here, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care what color they are. But I don't want to discourage anyone who might think of something.
I agree entirely. But at the same time, I sort of understand perhaps where Dennis is coming from, because you know you always hear this.
George,
excuse me. Did I say Dennis? Yeah. I meant George. Where George is coming from, because you always hear this sort of. Well, you know, they got the NAACP. What if we had the NAAWP? You know, you'll hear that, and that makes perfectly good sense. If there's allowed to be an organization called the National Organization for the Advancement of Colored Persons, then of course there should be an organization allowed to be an organization of the advancement of white people. That makes perfectly good sense, right? But the NAACP is an organization of violence and coercion. However,
so isn't there concomitantly also one called the KKK?
There is. They've got that, and it's lost a lot of power, and it's not very popular these days, whereas the NAACP is powerful, mm-hmm. and that in and of itself is a problem. I agree with that, if that's where he's coming from, and I get that.
Before you go any further on your point, I don't think that it's fair to paint everybody that might be involved in the NAACP as violent.
The people that have the people that get involved in NAACP want to advance colored persons, and they want to use the legislative process to do it. And what they mean by that, and what the results are,
government is force.
Right, is using the government to force businesses to hire people and have quotas and even worse sorts of affirmative action, all these things. All these issues are a problem. However, when you're talking about liberty lovers that might be of color, you're not talking about people that would use these organizations. You're just talking about adding some variety to the liberty lovers up here. That's all. Yeah.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. So learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. And if you're concerned about, you know, fitting in, you'll love being around other people that have the same mindset as you. That's what's most comfortable for me, is that other people here, the other liberty activists, have the same belief systems, many of them, or very similar belief systems as I do. And that's critical. And as far as people feeling uncomfortable about, the color of their skin and there being a bunch of white people in New Hampshire, there are blacks and Asians that live up here, a couple percentage worth, and they stay here. So clearly there's nobody burning crosses in their front yards or anything horrific going on towards them. So they seem to be staying and enjoying their lives here, the ones that are here. I just want to encourage more, if they love freedom, to come up here. 800-259-9231. And what's the deal attacking me for trying to, and I'm directing this at you, Mark, what's the deal attacking me for pronouncing Spanish the way I was trained to pronounce it? Do you want me to say muy bien, gracias? Hola, Mark.
There's a difference.
Do you
right?
want me to sound like a dumb American that doesn't know how to pronounce these words? Because I know how to pronounce them.
Ian, speak American, damn it.
Well, actually, you're sort of over-pronouncing them, for one, when you do
when
it.
When I roll an R or something like that?
You're switching sort of
between languages,
which is difficult for people. Yeah. So when you're speaking about Spanish sort of stuff in English, you've got to kind of toe the line without it being weird. I can do it too,
silly.
Ian.
Mas con Carlos.
Silly.
I said mas con Carlos on the air. That's not speaking in English. That's speaking in Spanish. Should I say mas con Carlos coming up on Free Talk Live?
I don't remember what
occurred. What do you want me to sound like, Mark?
This is silly.
Is mas con Carlos a correct pronunciation?
That sounds about right.
Okay, then. So what's the problem? Are you saying I should pronounce things incorrectly on purpose to fit in?
Not when you're speaking Spanish. Look, if you're not getting the nuances of using Spanish while speaking English, then I'm not talking about that mas con Carlos statement there.
You're talking about inserting a Spanish.
I can't believe we're even still talking about this. It's such a silly thing for anyone to care about, that he pronounced things
That's what I'm saying. He cares. So I'm taking him on this. Give me a break.
This is silly. This
are you
is
saying,
really
let me see
silly.
If I can understand what you're saying. You're saying if I use one Spanish word in an English sentence, you know how the English language mm-hmm. uses French words and Spanish words and whatever other words
yes.
just as English words.
Sure.
Is that what you're saying? If
yes.
you're using it in a one-word increment,
yes.
that you should pronounce it like an American who doesn't
know how to pronounce
things?
Myself.
Or at least, what's that?
I say quesadilla myself.
Quesadilla, I don't even know what that is.
Oh my
because
God.
I pronounce
quesadilla?
It English
oh,
style.
Okay. Yeah, you need to, right, you say quesadilla instead of quesadilla, dia, you know, instead of trying to use to affect the Spanish accent with it.
Who cares? Who cares? I think I'll just go on
clearly.
Sounding like somebody that knows how to pronounce the language that I'm speaking.
All right. What is the horrible harm that's going to result from him pronouncing things correctly?
Just
Spanish.
A couple just of intolerant jerks get angry. Let's go to Lauren in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Ladies first. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, no, Lauren in Ohio.
Lauren in Ohio, sorry about
Hi,
that.
Hi, you can put me down as one of your black callers. I'm
oh,
a black
great.
Woman married to a white man, and not one of my children, if you ask them what race they were, would say anything other than human.
Ah,
so,
that's cute. That's
well, I mean, it's true.
Yeah, I like
this
that.
This is silly nonsense, and what a waste of time. I don't know what George's problem is, and I didn't mean to call him up.
He just wanted to bust Free Talk Live.
Well, but,
what
yeah,
do you want to do?
And this is my point. All this important stuff going on, and we're going to sit here and piss and moan about Jimmy Carter. Oh, they just don't like Obama because he's a racist. I'm a black woman, and I told everybody, you elect that Marxist, and you're going to get what you deserve.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing. I'm calling about solutions. You were talking about the cops drawing blood. Now, I'm in a town right here where the sheriff tried to bring charges against somebody. This is a couple of weeks ago, and I'm on the station in the area where they did this, okay? Tried to bring charges against a guy who yelled at a dog and wanted to bring felony charges against this man. Now, they took it all the way to a grand jury, and, of course, the grand jury turned it down. But this is the mentality of the sheriff, and you think that we want to be out there driving, and as black people, yes, there is driving while black.
Mm.
Yes, I've been pulled over in this area with people sniffing around because I was black, didn't do anything wrong. This does happen. I'm not saying there's no racism. And now you're going to give them a needle? I don't think so.
That's scary, isn't it?
Okay. Now, here's what you should do. I'm just giving people some things that they can do. Let's start costing these people money. Number one, we shouldn't be giving them money, and they shouldn't have jobs. They need to go do something constructive like everybody else. But here's the deal. They are responsible to fill out a public servant's questionnaire. Anytime a police officer pulls you over, they have an obligation to do this, and if they don't do it, the encounter is terminated. Let me give you the title, the code, and you go ahead and pull this up. Your little Google monkey's there while you're sitting there, and you can pull this up. It's called Public Law 93-579. Oh, shoot, are we going to commercial?
We are, but you know what? I've actually got a copy of one of these public service questionnaires. You can make your own up and give it to a bureaucrat when they're trying to ask you things and interact with you. And I've never actually encountered anyone who's tried this. It'll be interesting when somebody actually does it. Thank you, Lauren, for the call. Hour number two is on the way. There's one of them over at the Free Keen Forum. It's cute. It just asks them a bunch of invasive questions, and they're supposed to answer them, apparently.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.